Parshas Todos to me is one of the most fascinating parshas in the entire Torah, and the story with Esav and Yaakov and the Bechor, and then the Brachos and just everything that's going on. It's really so fascinating. But one thing that stuck out to me this week that I was thinking about is the Rashi at the beginning of the parsha, that Esav and Yaakov, until they were 13, nobody could tell the difference. They were the same. They were the same. They both did Ma'isim Tovim. They both were motivated. They both were very from. They both wanted to be the best they can be. They wanted to make their parents super happy. And then at 13, it all ended. 13, it all ended. Yaakov decided he wanted to have a life of Torah. And Esav decided that Avodah Zarah was the way that he wanted to go. And it just got me thinking the fascinating idea of, we often think that, yeah, I was born a certain way. I was born a certain way, the way I was brought up, the kochos that were given, and I don't really have the choice to be who I am. The world determined who I am going to be. And it's not true. It's not true. Esav had the opportunity to have been Yaakov, and Yaakov had the opportunity to have been Esav. It could have flipped. It could have flipped. And they both could have been great. They both could have been bad. They both had the opportunity to be who they wanted to be. And Yaakov decided that he wanted a life more of meaning, a life that was reflective on Olam Haba. That in this world, everything we're doing in this world is for the purpose of the next world. And Esav decided that, no, it's all about this world. It's one world. I'm on the world right now. I'm going to do whatever I want. And there's no repercussions. I don't have to deal with anything. And I can just do whatever I want. Whatever it is that I desire at that time, at this exact time, that's how I am going to live. And a lot of times, okay, come from a broken family, and that's the case. Okay, what are you going to do? It's a very sad case. But Esav's parents were Yitzchak and Rivka. It didn't have to be that way. But that was his choice. That's how he decided that my life is only about Olam Hazeh. And it's very, very important to keep this in mind, that we determine what we are going to be. It's not that, you come out of the womb and I'm going to be this person, I'm going to be that person. But no, we work very hard to be who we are going to be. It reminds me of a story I once heard from Rebbetzin Sobolovsky. She was talking to somebody about dating, because she was involved in YU Connects. And the person said, it's unfair for you to say what you say, because, you married Sobolovsky, you married such a gadol. Why can't that be for me? And she went crazy at the guy, like, at the woman. She's like, I didn't marry a gadol. It wasn't a gadol when I married. I married a guy who worked very, very hard to become the person he was going to be, to become a Sobolovsky. It's not just a given that you're going to be this. It becomes through hard work. Yaakov Avinu became Yaakov Avinu through hard work. It wasn't that he came out, and here we have Yaakov Avinu. No, it comes through very, very hard work, and nothing in life is determined. Have a wonderful Shabbos.